The incoming light has to come all the way to the back of this layer of cells because on top of the rods and cones are your bipolar cells and the ganglion cells. That is the first thing that's kind of weird about the visual system, that the light waves have to go all the way to the back of the retina in order to be picked up. Notice that we have one place on the retina where there are no receptor cells. It's our blind spot. That is where the optic nerve takes off from the retina. You can find your blind spot, but the question is what happens to the information there, because we don't see our blind spot naturally. As you're perceiving the world, that blind spot doesn't bother you at all. Why is that? One reason is we have two eyes. We are binocular. So the place on the retina where there are no receptor cells and there's no information coming in, that information is supplied by the other eye. But even when we cover one eye, you can't see your blind spot, can you? Or you don't notice it. Why is that? Well, that's because your brain fills in that information for you. It literally makes up whatever it thinks is in that missing information, and you will, quote, see it, although it's not there. So once again, that's one of the things that the brain does for you. It supplies information it thinks you should have, and in some cases, just makes it up. That's why you have to have an object in your blind spot in order to have it disappear, because the brain doesn't know it's there.